Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Yankees are one out away from another World Championship. Now Rivera is set. And the 0-1 swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back. He's there. He makes a catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
That, of course, the great John Sterling, who announced somewhat abruptly that he's retiring, effective immediately. He'll have a news conference, I think, on Friday, and they'll obviously do something to honor him. And, you know, since I came to work here at WTIC, you know, I learned of this sort of like secretive dinner with John Sterling, and only certain people got to go. I would never go because I'm not a Yankee fan. I wouldn't take a seat at that table. But I know a couple of folks who got the chance to. And, you know, when I think of play-by-play stuff, I mean, I'm not saying that just because he's coming on. I think Joe D'Ambrosio he's not just one of the best in Connecticut. He's one of the best in the country. And he's done so many things over the course of his career. And also, obviously, has huge and long, tight connections with WTIC. Joining us now, and Brian and company. Joe D, what's happening?
Long-time listener, first-time guest. How are you, Shaq?
I'm good, Joe. You know, you've had the chance to – I mean, you're a huge baseball fan. You're a huge Yankee fan, and you've had the chance to get to know John Sterling personally as well as listening to him. And I sort of have two places I want to go. One is just in general, like, your thoughts on this news.
I was surprised. I think like everybody else was because, as you say, we have a group. We have a group in Matt as part of it, and Bob Picozzi and Mike DeMauro and Chris Francis and a bunch of other people that we've been texting during Yankee games called the Pinstripe Brethren. And about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, DeMauro got an idea. Well, let's see if John will come to get together for dinner. Well, he did, and we've done it every year except a COVID year and 1 year that we had a stupid surprise snowstorm. And he's been great. And I got to know him because when I was doing afternoons and we did sports talk in the afternoon, I out of a whim, I called him to get him on to talk about the Yankees. And I didn't know him from, I mean, he didn't know me from a hole in the wall. And we got done with the interview. He goes, I really like that. He goes, call me anytime.
Yeah.
And from that point, you know, we became friends, and, you know, we call. We don't text because he doesn't text. he's truly unique. But, yeah, I was taken aback, and I was a little sad, but I was more happy for him that he's going out on his own terms because, as we know, in this business, that doesn't always happen.
Very rarely do we choose our own ending. That is for sure. And you talk about unique. I mean, I think of, like, Vin Scully and other huge names in the business. I mean, how does he stack up? I mean, some people, he used to grate on me, but then I got to appreciate him. And I have a similar anecdote. When we asked him to be on our podcast, he just said yes. And he doesn't need to say yes to me. But where do you think he stacks up sort of like in that pantheon of broadcasters?
I don't know if you can rank him, Brian, because he's just so different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the home run calls and the Yankees win at the end of the game, but he loves the game. He takes a deep interest. You know, he does a different game. He doesn't do it the same as Joe and Will on the Red Sox games or Howie Rose or Gary Cohen on the Mets games. He's not Scully, and I think he would admit that. He's probably not Jack Buck, but I think for his style and, you know, incorporating show business and everything else into it, I think he's pretty unique.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, he's still, you know, back in the old days, every baseball broadcaster would show up to do the game in a sports coat and tie or a suit. That doesn't happen now. John still does that. John still dresses to the tees because he's going to work.
Yeah. We're talking with Joe D'Ambrosio, of course, you know, long time here at TIC and does tons of play-by-play still, Hartford Athletic, to UConn hockey and baseball, just tons of stuff, and a good friend. You know, I was talking to Tim Restall yesterday, from the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, about broadcasting, because my son is interested, and we talked, because a lot of minor league teams don't even do it anymore, and there's only 32 jobs or 30 jobs in each professional sport or what have you, and
right.
And every time somebody retires, like John Sterling, not only are they irreplaceable because of who they are, they're irreplaceable because, like, there's not the same opportunity. No one's going to work in A ball, move up to Double A and Triple A, and then spend 5 years in Triple A and then again major league job. This, like, once people get these jobs, they stay in them for 50 years. There just aren't a lot of them.
Well, and I'll tell you a perfect example, Shaq, of somebody who's gotten hosed by that is our guy Jeff Dooley. Now, Jeff Dooley should have been doing Major League Baseball 10 years ago. And I'm not just saying that because he's a friend and because we did games for 3 years, which was as enjoyable as any 3 years as I've had broadcasting. But Dooley is great. And when he got the chance with the Rockies last year, he showed everybody how good he is. But you're right. You know, these jobs are few and far between. I think there's always going to be a place for sports on the radio, whether it's on, you know, over the air or if it's on streaming and the like. But you're right, you know, and the Yankees already have a succession for this year to two younger guys, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Barberi. But are they the permanent guys? Who knows?
Yeah, I wonder where they'll go. Maybe they'll go for a name. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I thought the same of Bob Crawford, too, with the Wolfpack. I thought he was excellent, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Listen, Jody, love having you on the program. Makes it a better place. We appreciate the insight, buddy.
Thanks for asking me, brother. I appreciate it. Be good.
All right, Jody Ambrosio. The great.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe D'Ambrosio.